It's the stuff of science fiction movies, but it is for real. NASA is going to crash a spacecraft into an asteroid to see if the impact will alter the path of the asteroid. Joining us live now here on Newsline is Dr. Jacqueline Faraday, an astronomer at the American Museum of Natural History. Dr. Faraday, Bud Mishkin here at 1010 Winds. Thank you for joining us. To the uninitiated, this seems just amazing. So to the initiated, is this really state-of-the-art stuff as far as NASA is concerned, or is this standard, shall we say?
Well, I would say to the initiated, this is also pretty outstanding. And, you know, I'm an astronomer, and I'm still, like, blown away that we're at this stage in science that we're going to attempt this kind of mission, which has been talked about for years and years and years, that this is the kind of thing that we should be attempting to protect ourselves in the case of an asteroid issue that might be coming our way. So something that was in the horizon, but it's very exciting to know that it's happening right now.
I can appreciate that trying to explain the science behind this, we could be here for like a week and a half talking about that. But in a nutshell, is there a way to describe what is about to happen or hopefully about to happen?
Yeah. On Monday, which is also my birthday, so I'm feeling this one is kind of a special one for me, this mission, which is called the Double Asteroid Redirection Test, it's a spacecraft about the size of a small car, is going to hit a tiny asteroid that's orbiting a larger asteroid. It's going to hit it face on, head on, and impart on it a momentum that we think will slightly change its trajectory as it goes around the larger asteroid. So it's a head-on collision of this spacecraft onto that asteroid to try and move it ever so slightly as it's orbiting the bigger one.
I'm glad we broke the news that this is happening because it's on your birthday. That's excellent.
No.
We love that. One last thing, and that is, I understand it won't be immediate in terms of knowing what the results are, whether it's been successful or not. How long will it take before NASA knows it's done its job?
So there's a CubeSat that actually launched with it, and it's going to be monitoring it, and it'll be sending images down, but it's a couple million miles away, so it's 7 million miles away. And then there's going to be ground-based observing, so telescopes on the ground on Earth that are going to be monitoring it. The exact timing of knowing how successful it is going to take a couple of orbits of the asteroid, and I would say you'll have to wait a couple of days before you're going to hear how well the testing has gone, like how much this impact has changed the orbit. It's not going to be instantaneous because the thing doesn't automatically tell you it's changed the orbit. You actually have to see it orbiting. It takes like 11 hours or so to orbit the larger asteroid.
This is really remarkable stuff. Dr. Jacqueline
Isn't
Faraday,
it?
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
An early happy birthday to you, and hopefully things go well for NASA. Dr. Jacqueline Faraday is an astronomer at the American Museum of Natural History. Dr. Faraday, we appreciate your time today.
Sure.